Men's Health Week is commencing next Monday, and men continue to lag behind in looking after themselves, according to recent research done by healthymail.org.au. I asked the CEO of Healthy Male, Simon von Solden, why we needed a Men's Health Week to focus on the issue.
I suppose traditionally men haven't been great at looking after their health. Certainly men are getting much better than they used to be, but there's still areas that we can improve in when it comes to looking after our health.
What is it that stops men taking care or taking control of their health?
Look, it's no single thing. We did some research in 2021, basically to find out what was in the way of men actually going and seeking help for their health. So what stopped them in making that step to go to the GP or getting some advice, good advice on their health? And we found that there was a range of things that got in the way. And one of the first ones seems to be that there's denial that occurs. And that's, you know, you hope it's not an issue and you just think, look, it'll probably go away, I'll be okay. And so, unfortunately, what happens is that a lot of things tend to get worse. And so that's where we're really saying to folks, look, there's absolutely no shame in going and getting something checked because you think something's wrong. Because the next thing that always happens after the denial of something, even though you know it's there, you just keep ignoring it. It's that delay means that you wait too long to get checked. And we look at the stats, and the stats tell us that men and women, as much as the urban myth is men don't go to their doctor, men actually do go to the doctor, and nearly as much as women. It's just they do it very differently. So when men go to the doctor, they usually do it much later in any sort of illness or what it is that's been bothering them. They wait longer. So you look at the hospital stats for hospital stays of diseases that are, you know, the same between men and women, and men tend to stay 2 to 3 days longer because they're sicker when they get there. So we're actually doing ourselves a disservice in waiting so long. And things like telehealth now really mean that a lot of the excuses are pushed to one side. You don't have to give up half a day to go to the doctor. All you got to do is be somewhere to receive a phone call.
And is there the element of being bulletproof and I'm going to get through this without any help and I don't need to get this checked? Is that part of the difference between men and women, do you think?
Look, absolutely, Roderick. It's very much embedded in blokes, probably, and a lot of blokes that are 40 plus, brought up with that thing of sort of masculinity, to use the term, is couched in a lot of things of, you know, like I don't go to see the doctor. And I've got mates who still say to me, and they know what I do for a job, and they say, oh, yeah, I've been a doctor for 30 years, look at me. Yeah. It's like, well, you're the only person who's going to suffer because of that. It's not a badge of honour. It's actually, and what's really important as well is that we teach our kids to look after themselves. We teach them to look after their health. Yet if we're not doing the same thing, they see through us. They can see that we're telling them to do one thing, but we do another ourselves. And so as parents and grandparents, I think it's really important for men and it's just a slight change in their behaviour that they've got to do to show their kids that, in fact, you know, it's okay to put your hand up and say, I just need to get something checked.
What about Dr. Google? Is that having an effect too? Are men thinking, oh, well, look, I could just look this up and, oh, it won't be a problem? And, you know, I did know someone who had taken themselves off statins because they'd read something nasty about statins and unfortunately, he died of congestive heart failure. So,
yeah, Dr. Google is fabulous for finding everything that's wrong about what it is that, first of all, you're diagnosing yourself, which, you know, unless you've been to medical school, I don't think is a great idea. Then you go through that thing of, you know, you go and diagnose yourself and then you try and treat yourself. I mean, so there's so many things that can go so horribly wrong. But probably the most simple thing that people get wrong when they go to Dr. Google is the information sources that they get their information from. And we see time and time again, I mean, places like, I mean, we just went through COVID and all of the misinformation that was going through Facebook and Twitter and the likes of that. The internet is there and it is a really good resource for people. But you have to find trusted sources of information. So a trusted source of information is not a newspaper report. A trusted source of information is something that has evidence behind what it's saying. So you'll find there's things like Health Direct or the Better Health Channel. Our website, healthymail.org.au, actually has everything is evidence-based in terms of what we put there. We have it reviewed by expert advisors. You've got to find those organisations that you know do the hard work for you. Don't just go and rely on someone said, and they know a bloke who knows someone who did some research. That is the most dangerous thing.
Simon von Solden, CEO of Healthy Mail, speaking with me there.